This is the news in brief from the United Nations. For the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, a message from UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, who's called for greater inclusion for all those with a handicap, along with greater recognition and protection of their rights. Specifically, Mr. Guterres said that these rights included the right to go to school, live in the community, access healthcare, and start a family. Everyone should have the right to engage politically, to play sport, travel, and have decent work, the UN chief insisted in his message for the International Day on the 3rd of December. He explained that people with disabilities had been among the worst affected by the coronavirus pandemic and that they are more likely to live in poverty and experience higher rates of violence, neglect and abuse. To reports now that Bangladesh authorities may be preparing to move Rohingya refugees who fled Myanmar to an island in the Bay of Bengal. Nearly 900,000 Rohingya refugees live in the Cox's Bazar settlements. In 2017, hundreds of thousands fled violence in neighbouring Myanmar following a reported military clearance operation, during which numerous alleged human rights abuses were committed. In a statement, the UN office in Bangladesh said that it had not been involved in preparations for the movement nor the identification of refugees to the new destination, Basanchar. It added that refugees who choose to move there should have basic rights and services on the island. These should include freedom of movement to and from the Bangladesh mainland, as well as access to education, healthcare and work. These would help lay the foundations for a productive and secure community on the island, the UN office said, before noting that comprehensive protection assessments should be carried out on Basanchar before any relocation happens. More than 32 million of the world's poorest face being pulled back into extreme poverty because of COVID-19, leading UN economists have said. In a call for urgent investment from the international community, the UN Trade and Development Agency, UNCTAD, said that the pandemic is likely to cause the worst economic crisis in decades among least developed countries. It warned that the coronavirus risked reversing years of painstaking progress in poverty reduction, nutrition and education, with per capita economic output shrinking by 2.6% this year. An estimated 1.06 billion people live in the 47 least developed countries, which account for less than 1.3% of global economic turnover. In 2019, average earnings in these countries, which are mainly in Africa, was around $1,000, compared with a world average of $11,000, the UN agency said. Extreme poverty is defined as having an income lower than $1.90 a day. UNCTAD Secretary-General Mukhisa Kituyi said that countries which had invested most in boosting production capacity were the ones that were likely to weather the global downturn caused by COVID-19. Senegal was one of only a few to have done so, Mr. Kituyi said, as it had produced cheap and rapid COVID testing kits, while Bangladesh and Ethiopia had repurposed garment factories to produce personal protective equipment. Daniel Johnson, UN News.